The Narrabri Gas Project was referred by the New South Wales Minister for Planning to the Independent Planning Commission for yet another inquiry. Public hearings began last week and are continuing. At stake is the future of the $3.6 billion project. Rob Osborne has more.
Santos is seeking approval to develop the Narrabri Coal Seam Gas Project, which the company claims has the potential to supply enough natural gas to meet up to half of the New South Wales demand. The commercial and industrial sector currently makes up almost 50% of the total gas consumption in New South Wales, and Santos is arguing that reliable and competitively priced natural gas is essential for a strong New South Wales economy. Long-standing opposition to the plans has come from farmers in the area and the traditional owners who share concerns about the threat posed to local water sources. Here's Sarah Sizolka, a farmer and resident of Weewa, giving evidence to the Commission.
I'm a fifth-generation farmer living and farming less than 6 kilometres to the north and downstream from Santos's proposed Stage 1 Narrabri gas project, the first of 7 adjacent gas fields Santos have flagged to their investors. For 50 years, our family has run a successful and sustainable agribusiness at our current location.
Sarah's family farm is just one of many potentially affected in the Lower Nimoy Irrigation Zone. They employ up to 20 permanent and seasonal staff, and their annual production of potatoes, peanuts and wheat has a market value of upwards of $50 million. Like many farmers, Sarah is particularly concerned about the potential threat to water supplies.
Our farm sits above the Lower Nimoy alluvium and straddles both sides of Bundock Creek, which flows directly from the project area. We have the misfortune of being one of the closest large-scale irrigators to the proposed project. We rely entirely on underground water from the Lower Nimoy alluvium to irrigate our crops and for drinking water and everyday household use. We have no other reliable source of water. Water is without question the most precious asset we have. It is key to everything we do, and our groundwater should not be put at risk for any reason. Santos asserts that their water modelling is state-of-the-art, yet nothing could be further from the truth. Use of phrases such as, and I quote, a high level of inaccuracy, seen as a weakness or poor predictive capacity, to describe Santos's groundwater modelling by both the government's own water agency and the Department of Planning's water expert panel inspires no confidence whatsoever.
In response to these widespread concerns, the Independent Planning Commission is today meeting with the 4-member Independent Water Expert Panel that was first engaged to review Santos's environmental impact review in 2017. Aboriginal elder and native title applicant for the Gomeroi Nation, Polly Cutmore, also addressed the Commission.
Hello, Yama. My name is Maria Polly Cutmore. I come from Moree. I represent the Cubby and Cutmore family. I was born in Moree and I am a local. I'm the original local of the area, and that includes this Narrabri area. My nation is a population of 15,000 to 20,000 people from the borders down as far as Singleton to the west and to the river, to where the rivers meet. I've been elected as a native title applicant to represent my people. And one of the main mandates of that election was that there'd be no mining in Gomeroi, any mining, and especially Santos mining, no gas mining at all. It will destroy our artesian water.
Polly Cutmore also questioned the validity of the consultation process adopted by Santos.
I have consulted with my people to talk to them about the consultation process with Santos. Santos, they did assure us that they had been speaking with members of my community, and I found that that was flawed, that they hadn't been speaking to them. So one of the positions that I've taken as an elective person was to go out to my communities. I visit Coonabarabran, I visit Moree, Tinga, Boggabilla, Walgett, Narrabri, as far as Ashford, And I've spoken to my people and they have all said no. They do not want mining in Gummeroy. They do not want gas mining. And they especially do not want our great artesian water destroyed.
Gomeroi Elder Polly Cutmore ending that report from Rob Osborne.